Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you all so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me. We're chatting some Paulding County athletics, baseball, softball, track and field. I promised last week that we are going to have some track and field coaches on, and this week we are doing just that. So coming up here shortly, the head varsity track and field coach of the Paulding Panther program, Bo Hahn, he is going to join me, break down the team this year, and I know, like all spring sports are, they're battling the weather, but absolutely making the most of it. So we have some baseball and softball we need to chat about from earlier in the week. I know Thursday was pretty much a washout, so was Wednesday. The end of the week not shaping up great, but some games were able to be played earlier in the week as well as on Friday, so we'll chat about some of those here this morning. And of course, I'm so happy you've decided to join me. So all that and plenty more coming up on this edition of My Sports. We're going to get right to it. I hope all you golf fans out there have been enjoying the Masters. Admittedly, that's one reason I really want this weather to clear, want to hit the golf course, but soon enough, I know some nice weather is in the forecast coming up here in the next few weeks. All right, time for a break here on My Sports, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and we are talking some track, much like most of the spring sports. We're talking as much track as we possibly can, and we are doing so with the head track coach for the Paulding Panthers, Bo Hahn. Coach, appreciate you taking some time today. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for reaching out, letting us talk to our student athletes here at Paulding. And, you know, we're hoping for a wonderful season coming up, only though we've gotten one meet in thanks to Mother Nature. But, you know, we're fired up for the season, and I'm down to always talk track and field with you, Pete.
Well, Coach, that's the one thing I have to start by asking about. We can't talk about spring sports without talking about schedules changing and the weather. Overall, you know, this is a long season of preparation to get to the season. How's everybody been handling it week in and week out with the changes?
Kids are getting a little antsy. I think they're ready to compete. Mother Nature has different plans, though. We only got one meet in so far this season. That was against Ottoville, which the boys and the girls took first place. Our second meet was supposed to be the Bryan Invite this past Saturday. But with all that rain coming through, Brian decided to cancel, which I totally understand. And then this past Tuesday, we're supposed to have a meet against Fairview, Holgate, and Antwerp, and Mother Nature played a role in our cancellation with that, too. So luckily, we have a meet coming up at Tenora. That'll be the Eisenhart. And it looks like it's going to be sunny and 57 degrees. So it'll be good for our kids to compete in that invite, just because there's a lot of great competition in that invite, a lot of great local schools around that come to this meet. Gives us a good chance to see what our kids are capable of doing against some really good competition.
Well, hey, anytime there's sun in the forecast, we'll take it, really, no matter the temperature. But let's take a look at the squad this year. I was taking a look up and down your roster, and there's a lot of experience in your senior class, but a lot of talent throughout all the grades this year.
Yeah, so to start with our boys, we're senior-led throwing department. We got Jack Woods, Matt Bell, Isaac Hagerman, Sammy Reinhardt, Kirk Langsdorf. Our throws, I think, can get us a lot of points at meets and invites. But our sprinting group, it's really developed. It's coming along. I look for those guys to develop and contribute points, even along with distance, too. You know, that distance squad's led by Coley Thompson and Max Dager and Achilles. Meade, Landon Gurnell, yeah. Jack Schweller, and Graham Miller. I'd love to talk about all of them, but it's just like there's so much limited time. I feel like we'd be here for days, but I love these boys' willingness to compete and strive to be better. Really, Pete, I'm looking forward to seeing how we do against other GMC schools. You know, our goal is to win the GMC championship. And I think we got the right group of boys that are hungry and wanting to compete and want to bring home a championship. We have not won a conference title since, I think, 1970. So, I mean, I feel like we got the group of boys that can make that push and snap that streak. On the girls' side, we're a little bit young. Our freshmen and sophomores basically lead our team. We got two seniors on our sprinting side. That's Claire Miller and Peanut Carlisle. Those two girls I can't talk enough about because they have excellent leadership qualities, very great teammates to their peers. Anything you need, they will help and help their peers out. And I mean, that just makes me proud as a head coach to seeing how they have developed their leadership qualities from when I took over their sophomore year to now their senior year.
Coming back year after year, you get to see the growth and you get to see the progression of some of the people you had, you know, when they were young and being young, 14 years old to, you know, graduating 17, 18. What's it about the sport that you love so much coming back and coaching year in and year out?
The competitiveness. I remember when I was, you know, senior, God, I feel old saying this, 15 years ago, and just, you know, being with my friends, just seeing us compete against other schools and just the progress we made. So the things that I learned from when I was in high school and, you know, what our coaches taught, I try to apply it to the team I have now. And basically, when I first took this job, committed, and I'm still committed, the commitment to bringing this program up and then having the consistency with the kids and their events, and also the consistency with the coaches. You know, I don't want to see a revolving door of coaches. You're never going to build chemistry and relationships if you have coaches that are gone year in and year out. Yeah. I understand personal things come up and, you know, job changes come up, but if you want to build a great program, you have consistency in coaches. And I feel like if the kids know the coaches year in and year out, I think you develop some great relationships.
I absolutely agree. And again, looking at your guys' roster from this year, from the boys' side and even the girls' side too, to go hand in hand with that, you have a lot of multiple sport athletes. I mean, Jack Woods, he just committed to go to Akron for track and field, correct? But then you have Matthew Bale, who I also know plays football. And like I said, you just see so many names on there and their development helps so much coming from other sports and then into track. And like track and field does so much too, is help them when they go to play other sports.
Yep, and actually to talk a little bit about Matt Bale, actually, he is actually going to be joining the Marines. Yeah, I think he signed his letter, I don't want to say letter of intent, I can't think of the official wording.
Yeah,
but
really?
He will be, yep, Matt Bale will be serving our country, and I'm very proud for him. He's going to do great things in the military. He's a great kid, dedicated to the FFA. I think he's been in FFA since he was a freshman. A few years ago, I think he was doing Habitat for Humanity and going around building sheds, building houses. That's a great kid. And, you know, if you let me, I could talk all day about Matt Bell and just the great leadership qualities he brings. Jack Woods is another. He's always willing to help out his teammates, and he's always willing just to strive to be better. There's no off days with Jack. You know, he's just very hungry. He's very dedicated. I can't wait to see what he does at Akron. But first, he's still Paulding Panthers.
Absolutely,
so,
yep.
I can't wait to see how he ends his book or ends his story as a Paulding Panther. But, you know, we're taking it one day at a time. I know Jack's taking it one day at a time. He's very dedicated to his craft.
Awesome. Love to hear that. And Matt, if you're listening live or even listening to this back, thank you so much for your future service, I guess I should say, of this country. That's really cool. There's a reason why there's only a select few who can do that. And I'm thankful for them because I am definitely not one of them. And I know that. Anyways, let's dive in a little bit more. We talked about your freshman classes on both sides, the boys and the girls a little bit. But as a coach, you have to love the numbers you have. A lot of interest in this freshman group. What do you like about them?
I don't want to sound arrogant or cocky or like toot my own horn, but this is a group of kids that have basically won GMC in their junior high career back-to-back years.
I thought so. And you said you were really excited for them to come up to high school.
Yep, and they know what it takes. And I'm not saying the rest of the team don't, but they know what it takes to win a championship. And they are willing to put in the work to strive to win a championship and also to break records. Not only school records, but meet invite records. I know that 4x1, 4x2 of Zayden Peer and Blue Omanayan and we call him Speedy, Alex Santina. They were part of that relay that broke, and I'm not trying to toot my horn, but they broke my and my teammates' junior high school record.
I think it's
4x1, 4x2. So that was awesome to see. Couldn't ask to hand that record off to a better group of kids. To piggyback on your question, this is a group of kids that knows what it takes to be a championship contender. So I'm hoping it's going to be a work in progress. And basically, I'm hoping by the time they are seniors, we can make multiple GMC championship runs. I feel like we can do it now, but like I said, it's a work in progress. They're going to have to get that experience underneath their belt because, you know, junior high track and high school track, it's two different worlds just because we have more invites and it's a little bit of longer season. Plus, you throw in districts, regionals, and state, where junior high, their biggest meet is the GMC championship. So, it's like I said, it's going to be a work in progress, and, you know, I'm hoping they see the buy-in and see the results.
Well, and to kind of take it back full circle, you said the experience is so very much important for these young freshmen. I mean, there's nothing better than getting experience, but they also have a great senior-led class that has probably been helping them this entire time. Now, I don't want to say to speed up that process, but maybe to get them a little bit more comfortable to the high school track.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to share, and I watch Peanut. They're taking these freshmen underneath their wing. Kaylee Dunham, she's a sophomore, and she's stepping up as a leader. Boys side, you know, Coley Thompson, great kid, man, great kid, because I see how the boys, they, I don't want to say flock to him, but he's got a really good close-knit relationship with that distance crew. And you know, that makes me proud as a head coach, because I know, you know, if you need something in a jam, you can count on those kids I just mentioned to help other kids, guide them through events or guide them through practices. Jeremiah, I forgot about Jeremiah Caning. He's a silent leader. You know, you got your vocal leaders and you got your silent leaders. And, you know, Jeremiah's one of those. Anything you need, he'll help. If somebody needs help with a certain event, you can count on him. So, you know, from top to bottom, you know, this senior class, it's been quite a ride. And I'm not going to get sentimental, but, like, once it's over, I'm going to really miss that class. I've had a lot of great memories from when they were sophomores. And I coached a couple of them when they were freshmen in football. So, you know, it's just crazy, Pete, how time goes and how quick it goes by, and just to see these kids grow up in front of your eyes, it's just been spectacular and been an awesome feeling. You know, it's an awesome feeling just to see the growth.
No, I love that. And no, I can definitely speak to that. The time goes way too fast. I can't believe it. It's pretty crazy. I can't believe we're talking spring sports already. I feel like we just started football season a few weeks ago. Anyways, hopefully better weather on the horizon for you guys. But my last question for you, you as a head coach, what do you expect every time your guys and ladies hit the track this season? And for the spectators and the fans, what can they expect from your guys and ladies every time they hit the track?
A hungry team willing to win. We got some tough invites coming up. It's not going to be a walk in the park, but I feel like these kids are going to give all the effort they have to, you know, get in that, like, top eight, you know, like for running, get in the finals. And they make top eight in throwing, jumping. I think these kids are wanting to strive for more, like I said earlier. I think they want to beat some meet record. And, you know, basically the end goal is to first win county and then win GMCs. We're in an incredibly tough conference, and I respect a lot of, you know, all the teams that we have in the GMC. Tenora being one, they are the king of the mountain. And in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And you got to knock off Tenora. You know, Troy Branch has a great program down at Wayne Trace. Jason Hell has a great program in Antwerp. You know, Zoom Ball, great program at Edgerton. And Rakes has a good program at Fairview. So, I mean, it's not a walk in the park conference. It's a tough conference. And, you know, we're going to, if we want to beat the best, we got to be the, or if we want to be the best, we got to beat the best. Sorry.
Hey, Ric Flair, baby.
But, yeah. But tell you what, man, these kids are hungry. And I think the community is going to be behind us. I really believe that. I mean, I see it in practice. These kids are hungry. They want to strive for more. And, you know, we're going to make that push for the GMC championship. So I'm excited, Pete. I'm excited for both the boys and girls squads. And, you know, I'm just going to touch on this real quick.
Absolutely.
I got a great coaching staff, you know, by me to help push these kids and make them make sure that they're being first a student at school and then athletes. And from top to bottom, from high school to junior high. You know, it's great staff to have. They're hardworking, and they want to see the best for the kids. So overall, I think the community is going to be impressed with us this year.
Well, Coach, best of luck. Fingers crossed, prayers up that you get as many meets as you possibly can, and hopefully everybody stays healthy out there with everything going on. I absolutely love it, and best of luck as the season progresses.
Hey, I'd like to touch one more thing.
Absolutely.
Touch base on one more thing. May 5th, to piggyback on something, we normally have had the Panther Relays, I think, for 11 years now. The tragedy that happened with Ross Myers, we as a staff went to our AD, Tyler Aaron, and said, hey, we want to rename this after Ross. And then reached out to the family. They were graciously accepting. So now our Panther Relays for junior high is called the Ross Myers Memorial Invite. We're going to be having that May 5th. Originally, we're supposed to have that March 31st. Once again, Mother Nature played a hand in the plan. May 5th, we're going to have a bunch of teams coming around from the community and area to participate in this first annual invite dedicated to Ross Myers. So if you are listening and you have nothing going on, come on out, support these junior high kids for a fun meet. And, you know, like I said, this is in memory of Ross Myers. We're looking forward to it and looking forward to the teams coming and competing. So May 5th at 4:30.
Absolutely. That's awesome, Coach. I will be sure to spread the word as much as I can, too. That's really good stuff. Well, hey, thank you again for taking the time. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, get as many meets in as you can. But, hey, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for reaching out, Pete. Appreciate it.
A big thanks to our guest this week on My Sports, talking some track and field with the head coach of the Paulding Varsity Track Program. He is Bo Hahn. Plenty more My Sports on tap right after this. Talking baseball, we're talking softball, so stay with me, Paulding County. We're back after this right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports, and first and foremost, a big thanks to our guest today. He is the head track and field coach for the Paulding Panthers varsity track and field program, Bo Hahn, for taking some time this morning and chatting with us, breaking down the squad, and like I've said a few times, fingers crossed for some good weather. Hope all of your athletes stay healthy and you guys can get as many track and field meets in. I know a lot of talent on the team this year, so once again, thank you for sitting down and sharing it all with me this morning. Okay, we're going to pivot. We're going to talk a little track and field a little bit later on in the show, but right now, we have to chat some baseball. They were able to get some games in early in the week, the end of last week, early of this week, before the rains came on Wednesday and Thursday. So let's start all the way back on Monday, and it was with a red, white, and blue Wayne Trace Raider victory over Eastside, Indiana. And all the Raiders did, well, they banged out 15 runs on 13 hits, 4 errors. The line score for Wayne Trace for Eastside, 9 runs on 7 hits and 7 errors. The winning pitcher, Jack Schoonauer, gets the win on the bump. 3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, only one of those earned, 2 Ks and 2 walks. The other pitchers for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Dylan Kaufman, Tanner Lockoff, and Caden Sin, all seeing some action at the plate. This is a long one here. Tough to get through 15 runs, and we start with Brody Rossworm. 2 singles, 2 runs, and 2 RBI. Tanner Lockoff, 4-hit day. He singled 4 times and scored a run. Carter Clemens, a single, a run, and 2 driven in. Tyson Gerber, a single and an RBI. Jack Schoonauer helped himself out at the plate with a single and 2 runs scored. Carter Bumley came across the plate 3 times. Kane Mansfield, he singled and scored 2 runs. Caden Sin, a single, 2 runs scored and 1 driven in. Tyler Head, 2 singles, a run, 2 driven in. Dylan Kaufman came across the plate once. And Blake Osborne, also an RBI at the plate. Some more baseball a little bit later in the week. I'm trying to catch up with these schedules as much as anybody else. It's pretty much a free-for-all here at Spring Sports with the weather. So trying to keep every team and every game up to date. And we need to take a look at a Paulding County matchup and a big one that happened this past week. And it was Wayne Trace throwing a no-hitter behind Carter Clemens. 5 innings complete, no hits, no runs, 6 Ks, 8 walks. One more time, you don't see it too often, especially at the high school level. Carter Clemens, 5 innings, no hits, no runs, 6 Ks, 8 walks. 15-0, Wayne Trace over Paulding. 15 runs on 9 hits and no errors, but hey, give it to the Paulding starter. Grayson Harder, he went 2 innings, allowing 4 hits, 4 runs, all of those earned, striking out 3 while walking 3. Colton Hunt in 2/3 of an inning work, 1 hit, 2 runs, both earned, no strikeouts and 1 walk. And then Kane Jones, he was roughed up a little bit in 1 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 9 runs, all earned, 2 Ks, 4 walks. Once again, Wayne Trace all over Paulding behind the no-hitter from Carter Clemens. Once again, 5 innings, no hits, no runs, 6 Ks, 8 walks for Carter Clemens. It was only a 3-0 ball game after 2 innings of play. Well, then it was the 4th and the 5th inning. A 12 combined runs scored by Wayne Trace, the difference in this one. Once again, the Lions score 15 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the red, white, and blue, and a tough one for the Panthers. No runs, no hits, no errors. Now, Wayne Trace at the plate. Once again, bear with me here. 15 runs is a lot to get through, but you need to highlight all of the performances from these stellar kids this year. Brody Rossworm, a single, 2 runs, 3 RBI. Tanner Lockoff, he singled, scored, and drove in 2. Carter Clemens, he doubled, scored a run, and had 2 RBI. Tyson Gerber also scored a run. Jack Schoenauer, having a really nice year, a single, 2 runs, and an RBI. Carter Baumley, a single, 2 runs, and an RBI. Jonathan Sterrett, 2 singles, 2 runs, 2 RBI, and a multi-hit day. Caden Sinn, 2 hits, 2 runs, an RBI, and Tyler Head, he came across the plate twice. Once again, Wayne Trace, 15, Paulding, 0. More baseball action, Green Meadows conference play. You have to start conference play early and get them in while you can. And it was a tough one for the Antwerp Archers. We're talking Archer baseball here on My Sports. 1 run in the first inning, but that was it, as Tenora blanked the Archers the rest of the way en route to a 17-1 victory. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Antwerp. That run, like I mentioned, coming back in the first inning. It was the third inning that broke it open for Tenora. Big 12 spot there. Once again, 17 runs, 9 hits, only 1 error for this Tenora Rams squad. And GMC just has a ton of talent in it this year. The losing pitcher, Tegan Marlin, he went 2 2/3, 8 hits, 10 runs, only 7 of those earned, striking out 3 and walking 2. Also on the bump for Antwerp, C.J. Eaton saw time, Lucas Sproles, and Braylon Moreno. At the plate, Aiden Leishty, he doubled home that lone run, and Riley Smith singled and scored that run. Lucas Sproles with a single, and Jackson Jones also with a knock. So again, the line score, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Antwerp, for the Tenora Rams, 17 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. Elsewhere in conference play from earlier in the week, it was Fairview 15, Edgerton 9 in a high-scoring affair, and then Hicksville and Ayersville 11-3 year final there, with the Aces coming out on top over the Ayersville Pilots. So that's a quick look at some of the baseball scores from this past week. I know we didn't get all of them in, but I know we got most of them in. Again, just trying to highlight as many of these stellar performances as I possibly can. So that's a look at the baseball from this past week. It's time for a break here on My Sports, but when we come back, we're going to chat some softball. A lot of softball being played on the diamond, so we will break it all down next. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and we're back after this right here on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We just wrapped up chatting some baseball here on My Sports, so time to turn the page and talk about some softball, and we're going to start again back earlier in the week when the weather was nice, and we're going to start with the Wayne Trace Raiders again. And how about Reagan McGarvey, already having a great season for the Lady Raiders? 7 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, none of those earned, striking out 5 and walking 2. And the Wayne Trace 8-4 win over Coldwater. The line score for the Raiders, 8 runs on 7 hits and 4 errors, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Coldwater. Again, Reagan McGarvey, she picks up the win, going 7 complete, no earned runs while striking out 5. And at the plate, well, Tiana Sin, she homered, brought in 2 and scored 2 runs. Addison Labowney, she also had 2 runs scored. Brooke Tinger, she singled and drove home a run. Allison Noggle, she singled, doubled, a 2-hit day with 2 RBI. Reagan McGarvey, a single, a triple. Olivia Zartman came across the plate once. And Sam Williams, she singled, scored a run, and drove 2 in. Once again, Wayne Trace 8, Coldwater 4. Raiders get the victory. So Wayne Trace gets a win. Let's talk about the Antwerp Lady Archers. They had a matchup earlier in the week against the Delphus Jefferson Lady Cats, and it took extra innings, 8 innings. Ellie Clem in the circle, 8 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 9 Ks, no walks. What an outing. Losing pitcher Claire Brinkman, she went all 8 innings as well for Lady Cats. 9 hits, 4 runs, only 2 of those earned. Heck of a pitching performance. 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Delphus Jefferson. The Archers, 4 runs on 9 hits and no errors. Antwerp getting the go-ahead run in the top of the 8th inning, and that would do it. At the plate, Ellie Clem, she singled. Ayla Clem, she singled and scored. Caroline Roars on a 3-hit day, 2 singles, a triple, 2 runs, and an RBI. Raylan Zuber came across the plate once. Kaylin McCoy with a single and 1 driven in. Raylie Franklin singled. Avery Hongenford, she singled and scored. Allison Sproul, she singled, and Hayden Langotcher also drove one in. Once again, Lady Archers pick up the victory in a heck of a ball game. 4 runs on 9 hits, 3 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors for the Lady Cats in that error category. Really the difference in this one. Antwerp gets that tally in the top half of the 8th inning, and they would hold on to win it by 1-4-3 over the Lady Cats of Delphus Jefferson. Talking some more softball from a little bit later in the week. Weather got a little bit nicer, still really chilly outside, but hey, if there's sun, we're getting as many games in as we possibly can. So more softball. It's a Paulding County matchup, and it is a GMC rivalry between Paulding and Wayne Trace on the softball diamond. And boy, it lived up to the expectations. Paulding pulls out the 2-run victory, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the Paulding Panthers. Clean game in the field, 3 runs, 5 hits. 3 errors for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Paulding gets the win again by 2-5-3, and Tia Mendez, like she has been all year, really good. 7 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, 5 Ks, and 4 walks. Regan McGarvey, tough luck loser in this one, really. 7 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, only 2 of those earned, striking out 4 with 3 walks. We're going to take you through both sides at the plate here. A really well-played game. Allison Noggle for Wayne Trace, she singled and scored. Alicia Behenna singled and also scored a run. Olivia Zartman came across the plate once. Sam Williams, 2 doubles and 3 RBI on the afternoon. And Avery Knopfsinger, she also had a knock in this one. At the plate for the Lady Panthers, Kaden Schaub, she singled and scored a run. Tia Mendez helped herself out at the plate with a single and an RBI knock. Brooklyn Bakel, a single run and RBI. Mariah Kloffenstein, a single, 2 RBI. And Samantha Leal, 2 singles, a run scored. Civil Pumphrey brought home a run. Jalen Kloffenstein, a single, and also 2 runs scored. So it's Paulding picking up the Green Meadows Conference and Paulding County victory against the Wayne Trace Raiders. And let's take a look at some Antwerp Archer softball from a little bit later on in the week. And it was Antwerp 2 and Tenora 3 in an absolute battle. The Archers were almost able to tie it in the last inning, but Tenora able to get out of it. Ellie Clem, 6 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, 7 Ks, and a walk. Zoe Billings, though, she was exceptional in the circle for Tenora. 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, striking out 12 while only walking 1. At the plate, Ellie Clem, a single and a run scored. Taylor Hogans also had a knock. Caroline Roars, a single run and an RBI. Hayden Langotcher singled and also scored a run, but it was the Tenora Rams getting the best of the Antwerp Lady Archers. 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Another clean game in the field for the Archers. So baseball, softball, GMC play in full swing as much as it possibly can be with the weather that's happening outside. And again, it was decent early in the week, then it got dicey, able to get some games in at the end of the week. But at this point, we're just trying to play as many as we possibly can. All right, well, it's time for a break here on My Sports. I know that was a lot. We chatted some baseball. We chatted with our guest today, Bo Hahn, the head varsity track and field coach for the Paulding Panthers. And I also really need to mention that they're in action a little bit later on today. So keep the Paulding track and field team in your thoughts. It's been a little bit since they were able to compete, but able to get out there a little bit later on today. So that's a look at softball. It's a look at baseball. And it's a conversation with our guest today, all wrapped up in another edition of My Sports. One more short break. When we come back, we'll put a lid on this one like we do each and every week with some thank yous for the people that make this happen. My name is Pete Seymour. This is My Sports, and we're back after this right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports. Time to put a lid on this one like we do each and every week. And trust me, I can't wait till we have a My Sports slate of games that we can go through once again. But for now, we just have to pass out some thank yous, and they have to start with our guest today, head coach of the Paulding Panther track and field varsity program, Bo Hahn. Coach Hahn, I know you haven't just been a guest this year, but you've been a consistent guest on this show throughout the years that I've been doing it. So thank you so much for taking some time and talking about the squad, and best of luck. I hope everybody stays healthy and you can get as many track and field meets as you possibly can in. Best of luck with everything moving forward. Second, our thank yous, they need to go out to our sponsors, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, Williamson Crop Insurance, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without them, I wouldn't be here doing this, so thank you so much for the opportunity, not just this year, but each and every year here on My Sports, helping to tell the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County. And I have to mention, if you missed any of the conversations I had with any of the phenomenal guests we've had, all of these episodes, they are archived on the my1027.org website. Head on over after this one and take a look again, not just from this year, but for the past 2 and 3/4 years that I've been doing it here on my102.7. So some great conversations, some fantastic guests throughout the years. I'll have to tally at the end of the year how many coaches and players that we actually had on this season. I did it for the previous 2 seasons. I'll have to come back at you with that number, but has been pretty cool, again, just telling the stories and being able to soak in the atmosphere of everything Paulding County Athletics. All right, well, that will do it for me today. We've talked baseball, we talked softball, we sprinkled in some track and field with the head coach of the Paulding Panthers, Bo Hahn. And once again, thank you, coach, so much for your time. All right, we're out of time for today. Whoever you are and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I'll talk to you next week right here on My 1027 WMYW Studios. Have a great week, and take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.